Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host for these daily challenges. This week we're talking about the issue of public prayer. And you might say, well, what issue? How can it be an issue to pray in public? But it certainly is. Comes up in the news a fair bit. Not too long ago, it was announced that a man named Louis Giglio was going to pray at President Obama's second inauguration. And within just a few days of that announcement, I don't even know if it had been made formally yet. There was a firestorm of controversy around issues and things that he'd said about 20 years ago. And before we knew it, he was off the slate, he'd resigned, and somebody else was going to pray in his place. Clearly, it matters to people who's going to pray in public. Then just earlier this year, in 2013, it was announced that the Saskatchewan Human Rights Commission was going to hear a case about a man who was offended when there was prayer at a city council event in Saskatoon meant to honor volunteers like him. That man felt that prayer had no place in public meetings. But it's possible that you've come from a place or time where that was considered totally normal. I used to lead a church where a lot of the people were about twice my age. And I remember when I would mention anything about the Lord's Prayer in schools and how it used to be said in schools and wasn't anymore, they would just erupt in some of them anger, some of them sadness, all of them questioning what had happened, because they considered themselves to be residents in a Christian society. And the fact that the Lord's Prayer wasn't said in public schools anymore, to them it felt like they'd lost something, or society had changed around them, and they lost some kind of sense of power and influence in culture. You know, it's possible that you've never given a second thought to whether it's acceptable or not to pray in public. Maybe you simply consider it a normal part of society, or at least something that was. Well, believe it or not, Jesus did question how people prayed in public. And that's what we're going to explore this week. How Jesus looked at our intentions and our motivations behind praying, whether it was a way to get influence and power in society, whether it was truly to have a closer relationship with God. But maybe you've experienced public prayer before and either been offended or encouraged by it. So my question for you today is, when have you experienced public prayer? Was it a good experience or a bad experience? I hope you'll share this discussion with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, somebody in your life, that you'll meet together and discuss these questions together and maybe form a group who does that regularly. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.